We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. It's Friday, the Maggie and Perloff Show. On your television, on your radio, on your satellite radio, on your apps, the free Odyssey app you can download, you can listen to us. You can also download our podcast if you ever miss any part of our show. So we got a lot going on today, and as we should on a Friday before lots of football, both college and pro. So it feels like it's maybe sneaking under the radar a little bit, this Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, for the fifth time. Guys, it's happening. 4 o'clock window Eastern this Sunday on Fox. And so, you know, it could be the last time. Maybe not. Maybe they'll meet in the playoffs. Maybe Tom Brady will come back and play next year in San Francisco. Maybe they'll see each other again. Who knows? Or another NFC team. But if Tom Brady, we kind of all believe, is like the greatest.
Yep. He's the GOAT.
Where's Rodgers then? Well, like, where do you put him? We've had a whole career to assess him. He's won two MVPs late in his career.
Yeah, I mean, he could get a Super Bowl this year, next year. That would certainly put him even higher. But we're hearing some people at three, some people at four right behind Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Then we just had a guy from Wisconsin call and say he's not even top 10.
Yeah,
that was bizarre.
I don't know how that guy's going to live that down. We should clip the call. We should probably throw it away just for his safety. I don't want anything bad to happen to him.
Is there anything with Aaron Rodgers and his off-the-field persona, the ayahuasca trip, and the stuff about immunization on the vaccine? Is any of that going to stick to him at all? Is sort of being, I don't know, kind of a character a little bit?
Personally, I do not think so.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're that great, in order for something to stick with you that would really change people's opinion about you, it's got to be bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be like when people are like, man, I really loved LT, but, ooh, you know, like that kind of stuff.
And even LT is considered the greatest defensive player of all time by most people.
Most people don't really even bring up, you know, a lot of the stuff that was going on in his life and even continues going on in his life. So I think it's got to be like a Ray Lewis level, something really bad happened.
Well, Ray Lewis was the face of the NFL for a long time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think the bar is super high when it comes to character stuff to stick with these guys when they're that good.
Yeah. And obviously nothing like what Ray Lewis was accused of.
Right.
And by the way, Ray Lewis was never
convicted. No,
never convicted, although he did settle on a related charge.
I think it was obstructing justice.
Yeah. Rodgers, nothing like that.
No, God, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't have anything close to something
nothing
like that. So, no, I don't think that any character stuff, whether you think he's, like, arrogant, I don't know. I mean, all these guys have healthy egos.
No, I think, and some people like what Rodgers is saying.
Definitely.
So, and obviously,
we find him fascinating.
Oh, he's really kind of funny and interesting, and he gives a lot to the media. Now, you know, Tom Brady for 20 years gave nothing. Now he gives everything. But,
right. Well,
yeah, no, I think Rodgers is going to do well. If Rodgers gets one more Super Bowl and goes to two Super Bowls, I mean, he is really, I think he secures number three.
Oh, you think Montana's number two, no doubt?
I think the 4-0 in Super Bowls is pretty spectacular. I think it'd be hard for Rodgers to pass that.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And then as soon as you have that top five maybe settled in your own brain, just decide what you want to do with Patrick Mahomes. Because he's already creating this sort of resume, even though he's 26.
Yeah.
He just had a birthday.
Yeah. Hey, Josh Allen, if he wins a Super Bowl, will be trying to move up that list as well.
Man, just wild. So we've got that for you. If you want to weigh in, you can do that on the show at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl. Okay. We also have, if you want to call it an update on the Celtics scandal with Ime Udoka, their head coach. Well, we didn't get too much of an update today. Brad Stevens and Wick Grosbeck were both speaking to the media. And let's hear from Wick Grosbeck, who was talking about how they hired an outside law firm as soon as they realized something inappropriate may have happened and how long they've been investigating this.
We learned over the summer, some part of the summer, that there was a situation, called in the law firm at that point, and the investigation had some twists and turns and took some time to develop all the facts. And so it finally concluded. For now, everything we know was wrapped up 2 days ago.
All right, so it's been going on for a while and obviously just leaked at the end. You know, somehow Woj and Shams both got it. And they also said in that press conference, Perloff, multiple violations occurred. Mm. And this became something that felt a lot more serious than a consensual relationship between two coworkers. Now it doesn't feel like it has that same tone. This feels a little bit more ominous, like something inappropriate happened. And when you start thinking about it in that way, you wonder, why is he still employed by the team? And I doubt
Great
he
question.
Would ever coach again for the Celtics.
No, if that's the case, they should have just fired him. In fact, don't you think they probably should have just fired him anyway? What's the point of this holding pattern?
I don't know. See, that's the thing about, we were asking people before whether the public deserves to know the details here. Like, do we get to know the details just because, you know, sports teams are public trust or because, you know, these people are front facing, especially the head coach of an NBA team. But, you know, because they didn't fire him, that's where I kind of feel like the public deserves to know. You know, if you were going to fire him and you said, listen, something inappropriate happened, he's been terminated, we're all moving on, here's the coach we're elevating to take his spot, something bad happened and we took care of it and now we're moving on, I would almost get that. I mean, we'd still want the details, but I would understand how they could say we're moving on. He's still part of the organization. You can't move on.
Yeah.
If you're still going to keep him, I feel like as the public, we do deserve to know the details. Like, it was bad enough to get suspended, but not bad enough to get fired, and maybe he's going to hang around. Like, of course we're going to be interested and curious about that.
Oh, of course. And I think, obviously, we're fans. If a lot of people are Celtics fans, and they really were getting into it, this idea that Ime Udoka was the guy who's going to win them a championship. So they have questions, and it makes sense. If my team's got fired, Nick Sirianni was fired from the Eagles.
Yeah, after 1 year,
I would really want a lot of details because all of a sudden they're 2-0 and Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC. Just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, just wait to get the Eagles plug in there. And we're going to make our picks actually a little bit later on. Just a little spoiler alert. I'm going to be looking at Perloff's Eagles and their game against the Commanders.
Ooh,
for one of my picks.
That's a huge number, by the way. We'll get into it.
We will. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Tony, who's in Virginia. What's up, Tony?
What's up? How you doing today?
We're doing excellent. What do you think about our Rodgers? Where does he land on your list?
I'm going to say 5 or lower. And hear me out on this. He lost to Kaepernick, I know, at least one time in the playoffs, maybe twice.
In Green Bay.
And he has not beat Garoppolo 2 times in the playoffs. Brady would never.
that is pretty damning, I have to admit.
Can we,
Tony,
clip that? I just want to hear that. Brady would never. It could apply to so many things.
I mean, just think about that. The 2-time MVP lost to Jimmy G and couldn't put up a touchdown in the NFC Championship last. Oh, well, not before the game before the regional round before the NFC.
Tony, the 4-time MVP. Rodgers has got 4. He just has 2 in the last 2 years.
Exactly. And I think the last time he lost to Jimmy G, Jimmy G may have thrown the ball only 8 times that game and lost that game in Green Bay.
Yeah, it was last year. Yeah.
It was 19.
Oh, in San Francisco you're talking about.
Was that in San Francisco?
Yeah. So the one last year was in Green Bay. That was Jimmy G. That was a Deebo Samuel 3rd and 7. That's kind of my shorthand for that game. I don't know.
Well, it was a terrible weather game, too.
Right. You play in Green Bay. Shocker.
So you can't really blame Rodgers for that.
You and I will go around and around.
Oh, that was like permafrost on the thing. But the year before, Raheem Mostert ran for 700 yards. What were they supposed to do about, 2019?
And that one was in San Francisco, I believe. Yeah.
But that wasn't Aaron Rodgers' fault. That was the defense could not stop the run game.
Yeah, but to Tony's point, Tom Brady would never.
Brady would never.
It's almost just like the debate about Jordan versus LeBron when you just say Jordan's got 6 rings. It's kind of a mic drop, you know? Brady would never.
It is.
Tom Brady has lost to many quarterbacks in the playoffs. It's not like he's undefeated.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost to Joe Flacco. He lost to
Mark Sanchez.
He lost to Nick Foles.
Yeah. All right. Tony, who's your top five then? Did you have it quickly?
Top five, I would say Brady 1. I would go Joe Montana 2. You're going to know I'm a San Fran fan. I would go Steve Young 3, and I'm kind of biased with that.
Yeah.
He's pretty great.
Dan Marino.
Yep.
And 5, like I said, he would be 5 or lower. So I would maybe put Aaron Rodgers there.
All right. So Peyton Manning gets shut out of Tony's top 5.
Was it 2 Super Bowls?
Yeah, we could talk about some of the quarterbacks that Peyton Manning lost to. Tony, really appreciate the phone call. Did give us something to think about. Who do you lose to in the playoffs?
That doesn't seem totally fair to me. And I can't believe you really holding that game against him, against the Niners last year. Against Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, this is what I think about that.
Brady would never.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony, for forever giving us a drop. If you are the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
There is an innate understanding that you have to be a bad weather quarterback. That's just comes with the job. That's part of it. It's of all the cities in America, it's like the number one city where you have to be a bad weather quarterback. Buffalo would be too. Like, that's part of it. You can't complain about bad weather. You're the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. You're not the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins complaining about going to sub-zero temperatures.
Well, I'm just saying it was an unusual night.
Sure.
I mean, how many yards did both teams come up with?
Yeah,
not many.
It wasn't
there was
much.
One touch. There were one offensive touchdown the whole game and a blocked punt. That was the entire game.
Let's go to Nadal's in Dallas. Wants to talk about someone young and up and coming he'd put in the top 5. What's up, Nadal?
How you guys doing?
Excellent.
This is my third or fourth time calling. I feel like we're family. Are we family now?
Sure. All right. We're second cousins twice removed.
Yeah, well, I mean, I lost my soul when Tyreek Hill left the Chiefs, if you remember, but I'm doing okay now.
Oh, okay.
We're doing good.
Oh, remember this. I'm glad to see you've healed. Yes.
Yes. I heard some comments, you know, earlier in the show about the toughness. I don't know what if it was a guest caller or Rex or what. I don't know about the toughness in the red zone with Mahomes versus Josh Allen.
Let me remind you, Rex Ryan, on Dan Patrick's show.
Yeah, you remember the Super Bowl when my Chiefs beat the 49ers. You remember that big hit that Mahomes took early on in the game, and Sherman went up to him, and Mahomes stood up right after the hit. He got nailed, and I'll tell you, literally, my heart stopped for I would say 2.5 seconds, and he said, good hit, you know, whatever. It was on, you know, the mic'd up feature. But, no, man, come on. Mahomes, he bulks up. He works out year-round. He'll toughen up. Look what happened to Chargers game. Did you see all the hits he took from Bosa
Nadal, we did. We just saw that Justin Herbert also had broken cartilage on the other side and still completed a touchdown. But, no, the Chiefs won that game. It was a great game. Mahomes is an interesting one. And, Nadal, thank you. We'll see you at the family reunion. I think Mahomes does end up in the top 5 when he's a little bit later in his career, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you're not worried about Mahomes' health when you're worried about Josh Allen. Mahomes has that messed up plantar issue. Mahomes is never really super healthy, but it doesn't seem to affect him. He's also got Andy Reid play calling. That's a good thing. I'd be shocked if Mahomes wasn't a top 10 quarterback. But you can't do it at 26. We can't, right?
I think it's too soon. Barry is in Wisconsin, has an interesting take on Aaron Rodgers. Hey, Barry.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing great.
Hey, Barry.
Well, you know, I'm a long-suffering, if you want to call it that way, Green Bay Packer fan. We've had, 30 years of MVP quarterbacks and three Super Bowl appearances and two wins, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so if you want to put Aaron Rodgers in the top five all time, I mean, where's Favre as far as that conversation goes?
Man.
Favre threw a lot of picks. A lot of people hold that against him, maybe, and he only won one Super Bowl. So did Rodgers.
He won one, but he was in two.
Right.
Yeah.
And MVPs, what did Favre have? Three versus Rodgers, four?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't want to put Favre into that conversation, but you're going to put Rodgers because it's current?
Well, I think Rodgers, you just said it, has one more MVP, has bigger numbers.
But one less Super Bowl.
But one less Super Bowl. I mean, I think the Super Bowls is, it's something, yeah, because that's why we're putting Brady number one. Barry, thank you for the call. It's weird to say someone's a long-suffering Packer fan. I don't think of that fan base being a suffering one.
Well, the funny thing is, though, they've had this unbelievable continuity of quarterbacks,
yeah,
and only got two Super Bowls out of 25 years of Rodgers and Favre. So there is something
a little bit
disappointing about that.
But isn't it something also to always be in the mix? Is that, I know that's not good enough. Mm. People want Super Bowls, but you never have a season where you feel like you're out of it.
You probably know a lot about that from the 90s Bills. They were always in the mix. Was that satisfying?
would have been nice if they got one measly little Super Bowl.
But, you know, all those players got in the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
didn't they? So it was a great team. Yeah, I'm not sure. Favre, it's funny. I wonder if Favre post-career has hurt
that
his reputation.
Might. I mean, he's got some serious stuff going up against him right now. Even when he was playing.
Even his late career got a little messy.
I would say.
Yeah, I remember I used to work at Sports Illustrated with Dr. Z, famous football writer. He's like, Brett Favre makes so many dangerous passes. There's no way he can be a top five quarterback of all time. I always thought that was surprising because there was a time when Brett Favre was the king of the mountain, best quarterback there was. But he's definitely fallen off a little bit. And now, we haven't talked much about that story. It's so ugly.
Really unsavory. Yeah. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. But for a lot of people, maybe just drove home a point you maybe already suspected about Brett Favre, that, you know, all-time player on the field and really not a great character off the field. Okay. We have so much to get to, including our picks for week three.
All right.
We've got a lot to do, and we've got some sound that you have to hear. I don't know which one of these is funnier. We've got two sound bites that are all-timers from yesterday, and they're different, but you've got to be the judge because they both had me laughing out loud. Maggie and Perloff, don't move. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We have a lot going on here, Maggie.
I know.
It's a Friday afternoon, and we want to get in
like
a lot of
papers.
Fun stories.
Yeah,
I get really excited when I come in the office, and you are sitting on your computer or your laptop playing sound and giggling to yourself. This is something that happens often.
I know. I couldn't get enough. And there's one thing from last night really just made me chuckle, and it was watching NFL Network pregame. It was Mike Garofalo and Steve Smith, obviously, the former receiver. So here's a little theater of the mind. You got to picture it. They're on the field, and the Steelers are warming up behind them, you know? Close your eyes, not if you're driving. Close your eyes, think about it. Think about what Steve Smith looks like. Think about what Mike Garofalo looks like. And think about them holding microphones, standing next to each other. And this is what's going on in the background. Play it.
I believe, Colleen, that you're onto something. Because I believe that the Cleveland Browns are plenty fine.
I'll tell you what.
That's what we don't want.
Watch your back. One of these boys hit me while I ain't in a uniform. They will not be playing tonight.
Yeah. The Cleveland Browns.
Tell you that.
I believe them. I mean, couldn't you just wake up to that headlines? Like, Steve Smith involved in incident with Steelers, like, backup offensive linemen? Pre-game?
Yeah. I remember. Oh, Steve Smith. He was wild. He's so awesome.
I know. And wouldn't he scrap with somebody if they happen to, like, you know, step on him while he's wearing his, like, fancy suit in the sideline?
Oh, totally. I love that you go theater of the mind with Mike Garofalo. I don't know if that is. Yeah. Be careful. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Theater of the mind. Yeah. They're all.
You can't picture what he looks like?
Has that ever happened to you, by the way, on the sideline? I know you've done some sideline reporters where you got decked or something like that.
No, but can I tell you the most nerve-wracking thing experience I've ever had? We were at Yankee Stadium. I don't know why. We were with SI, and I had to do an interview with someone. I can't remember who it was now. And I had to have my back to batting practice.
Oh.
And I'm like, someone's going to hit a baseball, and it's going to hit me in the back of the head, and my head's going to explode.
Oh.
And I'm always going to be the person whose head exploded at Yankee Stadium. Ooh. And it was so hard for me to even focus on the interview because I thought I was going to get just completely creamed by someone batting, like something just gone wrong.
How far out were you?
I was like down the third baseline. I was so scared.
Oh, by the way, baseball is terrifying.
Terrifying.
Terrifying sport. If you brought a metal bat into,
No, I can't.
I had to bail. I was a pretty good baseball player as a kid. I'm not pretty good. Like, I wasn't going to the pros or anything. But once I got to about eighth grade, and guys started throwing about 85 miles an hour, I would bail on the first fastball that came, the slightest bit inside, I was out.
You're just like down on the ground?
Yeah.
Derek like, Jeter style, like sticking the butt out, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to get a ball. So did you ever get creamed?
No.
I mean, you got creamed at the Dan Patrick show a couple times, right?
I've had, that was intensely guys were throwing in my head. One time.
Oh, joy.
Totally random. I had a laptop and I was sitting at a home run derby in Atlanta. Sammy Sosa home run hit my laptop.
Crushed it.
Sammy Sosa that year was in the middle of steroid era, hit like 47 home runs.
Yeah.
And nobody even cared. It was so stupid. Football, I've been close. When I was with Sports Illustrated, I used to do the Nissan tour, the Heisman.
Yeah.
And we'd always be on the sideline, and I'd always be talking to someone, and you should never turn your back.
You got a head on a swivel if you ever find yourself in that situation. So, yeah, I have no doubt Steve Smith would have taken out one of the Steelers in his dress shoes. No doubt about it. Let's go to the phones, 855-212-4CBS. The question we're asking is about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers plays Tom Brady this weekend. Kind of agree that Tom Brady's the GOAT, so where would you put Rodgers? Chris is in Nashville, Tennessee. What's up, Chris?
How you doing?
Doing great.
I'm a Packer fan, and I can't rate the quarterbacks, but when you say Brady wouldn't let that happen when Garoppolo beat Rodgers, people don't realize that New England had 17 top 10 defenses out of Brady's 20 years, and that had a lot to do with his success.
Well, no doubt, especially the early Super Bowls, Chris. I mean, I think even Brady would tell you those were led by the defenses. That was not me. That was Tony.
Brady would never. Well, one of you just said, Rodgers lost to the Niners twice, and Tom wouldn't let that happen. Well, that's kind of weird. I don't know.
Well,
anyway,
listen,
I can't rate the quarterbacks. I'm a Packer fan, and my favorite is Favre. They're both 1-1. Like the earlier caller said, we've had 30 years of quarterbacks, and we got two Super Bowls.
Do you consider yourself a long-suffering fan? Because that didn't square when the last caller said, I'm
a long-suffering Packer
fan.
No way. We've been lucky.
That's what I think.
We've been very lucky. For 30 years, every single season, we have a chance to win a Super Bowl. So that is not unlucky.
Yeah, I'm with Chris on that.
Every year, I think they're going to win. So.
Yeah, well, thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. I'm with Chris on that. As far as like the Brady would never, I mean, it's kind of fun. I mean, obviously, we know these guys are
Brady
going against,
would never.
We're going against defenses. They're not actually facing each other. We get that, but
it's a tricky question, especially early on for Brady. Those first three Super Bowls were not really offense generated. I've heard it a lot. I don't know, but the guys won how many? Seven.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's kind of hard.
It's hard to discredit. I mean, even if you say the first three were more about the defense, what about the next four?
Yeah, exactly. And even he scored over 30 in two of those Super Bowls. He's obviously not bad at football.
Good conclusion. How about Brian in New Jersey? What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Wanted to put Rodgers in the top three or four, but for a totally different reason. He had the worst head coach in his career, Mike McCarthy. Right? Think about it. All the other great quarterbacks are associated with great coaches. Don Shula, Bill Belichick, Mike McCarthy, not in that category, right? In fact, I'll even go as far to say that Mike McCarthy is the luckiest coach in the history of team sports. Can you think of another coach in any team sport, major team sport, that has a great record but is universally thought of as a bad coach?
You've given us something to think about there, Brian.
But Brian, McCarthy came along and resuscitated Favre after Holmgren got stale, or it was Mike Sherman. I don't know. McCarthy was good when he first got there. There was a period where McCarthy was a guru for about 3 years. Don't you remember that?
Out of 15 years? Actually, 17 years now. Right?
That's not exactly, at a high clip, three out of your 15, Brian. Good point. Thank you for the phone call. Okay, a coach who has won but is universally thought of as a bad coach. Mike McCarthy is just a bad game manager, which is a big part of the job.
That's tough.
Considered a bad coach, but as one. Doing it off the top of my head, I got to think a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you. A couple.
Ackerman, you got anything?
A couple come to my head.
I'll go with John Gruden. Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but you say that now, and he was the hottest coach in the sport.
Seems like a deplorable person, but is he a bad coach?
Well, remember when he resuscitated the Raiders and then he jumped to Tampa Bay and won with Dungy's guys? But I don't know. I'm not sure I buy that.
I'm sticking with it.
Andy Reid was a winning coach who got killed all the time in Philadelphia for clock management forever.
We're just doing football here?
Well, I think there's got to be a basketball coach. A guy who had a star player who won a lot of games.
I'm just trying to think, like, I don't think anyone believes that Ty Lue's a bad coach.
No, he's actually a really good coach. Yeah.
This is tough.
Well, it'd be a guy who coached stars. Doc Rivers? No.
Frank Vogel?
I think people think he's a good coach. I think he won Coach of the Year in Indiana or something.
Yeah, but every NBA coach went to Coach of the Year.
That's Barry Switzer with the Cowboys.
Yeah, but he was thought of as a really great college coach, right?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. It's a little he was not a good NFL coach. I agree with that one.
Yeah.
But he was
did
a good,
win a Super Bowl.
He was an all-time college coach.
Man.
So Paul Westhead with the Lakers had a 183-224 career record.
Yeah, he got
won the title.
He's the most. That's the Jason Segel plays him in Winning Time on HBO. He's totally fascinating. He's from Philly too, so I don't know. Yeah, that's got anything more modern?
Just throwing this at you, Stu.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Billick.
You know who's an incomplete coach who has a good record every year but can't win the big one? Mike D'Antoni, but he's a good coach.
Oh, you know what? Mike D'Antoni.
This is a different category.
Mike D'Antoni, it's like it revolutionized basketball in a lot of ways, but like, there's still a referendum if that style can win you a title.
Right. Everyone thinks he's a good coach, but there's good coaches who cannot win a title. That happens in football too, like Don Coryell with the Chargers.
Right, right.
Who can be these great offensive gurus. Yeah, this we're not doing well on this one.
Now we got to think about this, but we got something to think about.
Jason Garrett?
Never won.
Yeah.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We'll think on that a little bit. We'll get cooking on that. We've got our picks coming up next. Bottom of the hour, time for a CBS Sports Update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question comes from Katrina in New Orleans. What do you think of the possibility of Taylor Swift playing the Super Bowl this year? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros.
Okay, so this got a lot of speculation because Apple's now going to be doing the halftime show. Apparently Pepsi is not going to be.
Yeah, so the reason Taylor could never do.
Yeah, enlighten me on this one.
Yeah, so for years they wanted Taylor Swift, but she has a deal with Coke, and Coke would never let her do the Pepsi halftime show.
Obviously.
So I didn't even know it was the Pepsi halftime show. I guess it kind of makes sense now, but I never thought of it
you
as the Pepsi.
You never saw all that imaging and all that advertising that was just like Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi. You don't
right,
remember that?
Right, but it's all over the stadiums. There's all kinds of imaging and branding all over the stadiums. I don't think of, when I think of halftime shows, I'm like, ah, Prince played the Pepsi halftime show.
Well, I just didn't know that Taylor Swift was like, had a relationship with a soda company.
Yeah, there. Taylor Swift, the business around her, I saw her last concert. She played a DirecTV Super Bowl party in 2019 because there was something where she could not tour and it had to do with Coke. She could not go to these major stadiums that were not Coke stadiums. She is a big business, obviously.
Obviously.
But to me, she is the perfect, single most perfect Super Bowl halftime act.
Why?
Because the NFL wants to get in as broad an audience as they can with the halftime show. They know they have the football fans, the old crotchety football fans.
Yeah, like you and me.
So they want to get in a wide spread. And Taylor is popular with young kids. She's popular with middle-aged people and old people, country, pop, everything. I can't think of a better act.
Wow. Okay, but is it about broad audience or could it be also about new audience? Because if I'm trying to, you know, the NFL is really trying to expand their international market, right? That's an obvious one. They're playing in London this weekend. Then Germany, right? Mexico City. I think they would bring in an act like BTS, you know, and then you have an entire new country, maybe in South Korea. I know that'd be tough to like play there in like week five, but if you're trying to go international, that's a group that has real international claim.
Mm, maybe Taylor Swift has a lot of international claim too.
Sure. But like,
I mean, I don't know. South Korea seems a pretty specific market to focus your whole halftime show
around.
I know,
but I think BTS is really big, not just in South Korea.
Yeah, no, they're huge here.
They're massive.
I don't know. But yeah, but come on. Taylor Swift, they've never had her. Is it a weird? Katy Perry is that
well,
a Lady
she sang
Gaga?
Something. She sang like a halftime national anthem, I thought.
Oh, she did. When she was young.
You know what? Maybe she didn't.
I mean, she obviously.
Lady Gaga.
It's like kind of Americana. She's a you know how the NFL thinks. You've been around those people. They like Taylor
those
Swift.
Those people, executives.
Yeah, she's the most. She's non-offensive. She fits really well with the football demographic. I think they would want her. I think it's all about getting to, and I know as a fact they've tried to get her before. What's your favorite halftime show off the top of your head? What I ask?
Prince. Stu just said, what did you say?
Katy Perry did halftime in 2016.
Yeah.
Oh, how could we forget?
Sharks.
Left shark, right shark, whatever. The person who had no idea what the hell they were doing. You know what I love to think that was? Like a Naked Gun situation where like Frank Drebin has to go undercover as the umpire and has no idea what he's doing. I think of that shark was someone snuck in and like somehow got in the shark costume and was completely lost on stage because they were just like an undercover cop or something.
This is a documentary about the J-Lo halftime show.
I watched it.
Yeah, that made it seem the whole thing.
I admit I watched it.
That was not a great scene for everybody involved.
No, that wasn't a great scene, but it ended up being an excellent halftime show.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, that was
awesome. I kind of fell off halfway through the documentary.
Yeah, the documentary was not actually, they billed it like it was all about the halftime show. A lot of it was, but it was more just about like J-Lo's story.
Yeah, and how awesome J-Lo is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was written, directed, and produced by J-Lo,
yeah.
If I'm going to guess.
Although it was weird. So she was with A-Rod at the time, right?
Yeah, he's been photoshopped out of that whole thing.
Okay, I thought he was in the background of one shot or something. No,
maybe he got into one shot, but there's no A-Rod in there.
Yeah.
And I bet there was a lot of A-Rod there in the first cut of that film, and there's none in the final cut.
And it was pre-Ben Affleck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. But, you know, Beyonce's done some great ones.
Yeah, I mean, Bruno Mars did four in a row, right? They kept bringing Bruno
Mars.
They
did keep bringing him back. Yeah, I'm sure he'll end up in this one, too.
I'm old enough to remember when they did Tom Petty and The Who, and I saw Tom Petty in the 2009 Miami.
Yeah.
Well, U2 is the least. Yeah, they used to go real classic rock. I think I saw Petty in 2009. Then they just changed their whole philosophy. They're like, we're not going to do the older act. It used to be all older acts.
Well, I know, but that was a reaction off of the Janet Jackson.
Oh, is that why?
Yes. They had to go back to something that was a little less possibility of a wardrobe malfunction.
I guess so.
I think it was a reaction.
Can I just say, that whole story is completely, the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, JT should definitely be getting a lot more flack for it.
I don't think anybody should be getting flack for it. Who cares? It was nowadays that is so tame. That whole story sounds so stupid in the year 2022.
You think that right now someone could show that body part on TV and everyone would be fine with it? I don't think we're going that way as a country. I think we're going back towards more prude.
I don't know. It was like a second. I mean, is it really
a second?
Is it really? Was it really the most shocking thing? Yeah, it was. Okay, I understand. That was a big deal, but. I don't know. Like,
I mean, I wasn't offended by it. I didn't care. I thought it was bad that she got the backlash for it when he's the one who ripped the thing off of her. You know what?
I don't understand. Was it all planned by both of them?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Get out of here.
I don't know. But
you're saying
but
that
she got all the backlash and Justin Timberlake didn't get any backlash.
But did you get any backlash from any human being you've ever met who cared at all? No, of course not.
I mean, I think people called the network.
Yeah.
I don't remember who had that Super Bowl, but anyway.
I don't think that was a big deal. I'm sorry. I just
you know,
never, I thought the whole story was wildly overrated.
If they did, if Taylor Swift did the halftime show, wouldn't it be awesome if they brought out all the ex-boyfriends that she wrote these songs about?
Oh, yeah. Per song.
Yes. Jake Gyllenhaal. Come on.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Come out.
Tom Hiddleston. That was a big one.
I don't know who that is.
Tom Hiddleston? Loki?
I'm sorry.
The Night Manager, Tom Hiddleston's one of the great living actors. He's amazing.
One of the great living
he
actors?
He dated Taylor Swift for 4 years. You don't know who Tom Hiddleston is?
I'm not so, into you know, the Marvel universe. I'm sorry.
Tom Hiddleston, forget Marvel. He's an unbelievable British actor. He played Hank Williams in a Hank Williams biopic. It was great.
Sorry. I'm in the wrong? All right, we got to get to our picks.
You're just messing here.
I'm not messing with you. I don't know who it is.
So I don't either. That's two of us.
And Stu is a young person.
Loki is terrific.
Yeah,
thank
but
you, Connor.
Terrific.
I don't know what that is either.
But okay, he was dating Taylor Swift for a long time and you never heard about them?
No. And somehow it just didn't get in my feed. I don't know. I blame the people I follow on Twitter. Where were you guys to let me know this thing?
You got to watch The Night Manager, Tom Hiddleston show. Oh, it's unbelievable. It's a BBC show. It's just an unbelievable show. One of the great shows of all time.
Wow, great shows of all time.
Yeah, he's like a
it's
Benedict.
It's the first I've ever heard of it.
Well, I was at a British show. He's in the Benedict Cumberbatch, like incredible British actor.
No, I'll check it out. Sure. You couldn't see my eye roll on radio. No, I'm just kidding. I'll check it out.
No, that's okay. I mean, you can go ahead, go home and watch your J-Lo documentary.
I know.
If
we're judging people's tastes and it's just on this segment, Perloff, who's got one of the great British actors, and I'm like, yeah, I saw the J-Lo doc.
You know Tom Hardy, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Colin Farrell.
Were you going to like send me to rehab or if I had it?
I don't know. Like there's this group of like hot young actors like who are like esteemed actors. And yeah. Tom Hiddleston's very much part of it. But anyway, please go ahead.
All right. We should do our picks.
Yes.
Because we want to. The way we do them around here, Perloff and I will pick one NFL game against the spread, one over under, one player prop. The floor is yours, sir. Let's go against the spread first.
Okay. Against the spread. This feels too easy. Maggie, explain to me why the Denver Broncos, who have not been able to move the ball or make a late game decision, why they're even within 3 points of the San Francisco 49ers. I know the game is in Denver.
Right.
And I know it seems really obvious to pick San Francisco because there's been so much heat on Nathaniel Hackett, but I'm picking San Francisco. I feel Jimmy G is ready to go. For me, that was an easy one. That's why I looked at the board and it was the first game that jumped out, which means it makes me a little nervous, but I'm going with the Niners to cover.
Okay. For me, I'm going to go to a game that's near and dear to your heart. Washington Commanders, Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see how the Commanders are a 6-point underdog at home. I know the Eagles are really good. I know Jalen Hurts is really good. I know that the Washington defense may not have shown up like we thought they would, but does this not scream backdoor cover on it like all day? Give me Washington plus the 6. Okay, you're over under.
Okay, can I go back to the same game?
Sure.
Same game parlay.
Same game parlay.
By the way, the Niners are favored by 1.5. I also am easily going under on this game, 43.5 points. I think Jimmy G is going to be conservative. I know he looked really good last week, but he's still coming, easing his way back in. And the problem with the Broncos has not just been the late game decisions. They've had a little problem scoring in the red zone at all.
Yeah,
they've been
terrible
in the red zone. So I think they're going to have trouble getting points. That's going to be my under. And under, you were saying the other day, the under has been hitting a lot this year.
I know, and I'm going to hit you with an under right now. And again, all of these numbers are coming to us courtesy of DraftKings, of course. I'm taking Houston and Chicago under 40. Again, 40 is a low number. It's a low number. But for Houston, besides the run game, you know, I'm not sure exactly how they're going to put points on the board. And we know the Chicago offense really just doesn't have much to write home about. So this one, I'm not going to say any bet is easy, but the Houston-Chicago under 40 certainly jumped out at me. Okay, your player prop, sir.
Okay, I am the only one here who loves this Vikings-Lions game. I want to see a classic Kirk Cousins 400-yard game. The over-under is 276.5 yards for Kirk Cousins. I'm going over that. I also am going to peek at Jared Goff, who's at 242. But I feel like Kirk Cousins is going to rebound from that terrible Monday night game, which Kirk Cousins does.
Yep.
And he's going to torch the Lions.
Is this game snug right in a 1 o'clock window?
Oh, because this could not be more 1 o'clock.
Then I think you're going to be in business here. I'm also going to take my player prop from that game. But I'm going on the other side of the football, and call me basic, but I'm just going with the trends here. Amon-Ra St. Brown, over 69.5 receiving yards. Give me the over. They've figured something out here about getting him open in the slot. He seems like he's somebody who, I don't know, is like just not going to be denied right now. And I don't know about the Vikings, you know, defense being able to cover a player like him. Obviously, we saw how much trouble they had with the Eagles receivers. And so I like Amon-Ra St. Brown over 69.5 receiving yards. That's my player prop.
Love it. Love it.
Yep. So that's our three picks for week three.
There, by the way, some really low over-unders this week. You got the Texans Bears 39.5. This is the Saints Panthers is at 41. That's another one. Those teams can't score. The Bucks and the Packers are now 42. Are we going to see a lot of bad football this weekend?
I mean, I think these injury reports are coming out, and that's
has to be
what it's about. Because can you imagine a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers game is what? 42.5?
Yeah. How about this one? Monday night, Giants, Cowboys, 39.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be in New York on Monday, though. We'll get to that.
I don't care if it's 75 and no wind.
It's sunny.
Look at that quarterback matchup.
There was another prop that I was thinking about going about, but I couldn't tell if you would call me out on this for being just like, I don't want to say boring, but there you can take a Justin Tucker over 1.5 field goals attempted.
That seems easy.
Field goals made. I'm sorry, not field goals.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
in New England?
Yeah, that feels like a grinded out game.
Totally, right? I mean, that's not going to be my official pick.
You know,
but
Lamar Jackson's been hitting a lot of long touchdown passes, which would screw up the field goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I totally agree on that. 6 points on Washington? That made no sense to me. There must
and you're
be something
an Eagles fan.
Yeah, no, I know. We always, it's a divisional game. This is going to be tough. I like that a lot, too.
Maybe people think that Carson Wentz is going to be so psyched out because he's playing the Eagles. Now, granted, the game's in Washington, but it might look like an Eagles home game.
Carson Wentz could be psyched out for any game at any time. I don't think he needs to be extra psyched out for this one. Yeah, I think people just saw the Eagles in a standalone game and are just overhyped about them.
Interesting. I mean, you saw Jalen Hurts MVP odds skyrocket.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that necessarily. Now I'm starting to feel like the Eagles are the NFC Bills. There's a lot of Eagles Super Bowl talk. It's a little unnerving.
I'm going to say it in your dreams. Stu Kovac. I'm just kidding. Thank you, Stu. Thank you, Connor Green. Thank you, Marlo Donahue. Everyone on the radio and TV side, you guys have been awesome. Thank you for a fantastic week. Enjoy all the football this weekend, and we will see you Monday. Have a good one. We out.
You're in a 5-minute break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.